With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Minnesota's governor and Minneapolis's governor have bluntly expressed their opposition to federal immigration enforcement in their state. But have their speeches broken federal law?
The Justice Department is investigating whether Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey have impeded federal immigration enforcement through public statements they have made. Sources tell the AP the investigation is focusing on potential violation of a conspiracy statute.
Correspondent Ed Donahue says that Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey are denouncing the newly announced investigation as political intimidation. GOP strategist Aaron McGuire says it's a tragedy that Renee Good was shot by a federal immigration officer during an enforcement operation in Minneapolis. However, she condemns using this incident to incite anger against law enforcement.
They're making her a martyr. You know, she is now the Minnesota woman to the Maryland man. And you will continue to see Democrats make her an idol, a godlike figure for their movement, and the star of their show in this anti-ICE rhetoric that is heating up and is causing violent attacks, threats against our law enforcement.
Breaking with the U.S., Canada has reached a tariff reduction deal with China.
During a visit to Beijing, Canadian Prime Minister Carney announced that his country has agreed to cut its 100% tariff on Chinese electric cars in return for lower tariffs on Canadian farm products. Both countries are pursuing improved relations with each other after their economies have been hit by U.S. tariffs imposed by President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said she gave her Nobel Peace Prize medal to President Trump during a White House visit on Thursday, calling it a gesture honoring his commitment to freedom. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. A longtime Christian radio host and author said on a recent show that sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as a no-cost medical service and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor. This is SRN News. Cold Arctic air is making an impact in the Sunshine State.
Florida shivered through the coldest weather that parts of the state has experienced in more than 3 years. Temperatures at Tallahassee International Airport were as low as 19 degrees. Temperatures on Saturday are expected to warm up to more Sunshine State-like weather before dipping again at the start of the week in the theme park hub of Orlando, where the thermometer fell to right at freezing overnight. Water parks such as Typhoon Lagoon at Walt Disney World are closed due to the cold. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Tennessee man has pleaded guilty to hacking the U.S. Supreme Court's filing system more than 24 times. Court records show that Nicholas Moore also admitted on Friday that he illegally accessed accounts belonging to AmeriCorps and the Veterans Administration health system. He faces up to a year in prison. More details at srnnews.com.